digging and tilling and eating all of those cutworm larvae and grasshopper larvae and, you know, all these sorts of things that we have a problem with a little bit later on. And so for us, it is an incredible way to get rid of a lot of these insect pests that a lot of us experience, but we have pretty much eliminated out of our garden spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we have all this leftover food or, you know, bits and pieces of the vegetable harvest. And instead of tossing that into the compost, that gets fed back to the chickens, which again eat it and till it under, and, you know, their waste goes into the soil and gets tilled under by them and fertilizes the ground. And so it's just, and then again, they also give us food back either in, as meat or as eggs. And so they become this, you know, central piece of the garden, both for insect pest control and to get rid of our excess food and to bring back food into our kitchen and eggs and meat. So it's really an incredible thing to be able to add to your garden space if you've got the time or the space or the ability to do that.
Well, that's now that's one one question that maybe we could put out there for next week. Maybe somebody's got some answers for me. I've always been thwarted by weasels, and you know, they can get through something a mouse can get through.
Yeah.
And so when I imagined my chicken tractor, I would almost have to have it screened underneath, and I'm wondering, well, are the chickens going to really be able to, you know, scratch around and peck through this chicken wire?
Exactly.
Or yeah, maybe even smaller than chicken wire, because I want to have them, you know, really do that. I my garden needs it, and but I just cannot figure out how to get these little weasels out of there.
Exactly. And so, you know, Don, that comes back to the beginning of our conversation this morning about what do we do and how do we react to these other